I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto is planning to commemorate the 100th year of the poppy this Remembrance Day. Toronto Mayor John Tory and the Royal Canadian Legion unveiled a new illuminated poppy that has been added to the Toronto sign at Nathan Phillips Square. The new poppy will be on display from November 5th to 11th and will be part of future Remembrance Week commemorations. In addition to the annual Remembrance Day ceremony at Old City Hall, in-person Remembrance Day ceremonies will be held at the Scarborough War Memorial, Etobicoke Civic Center, East York Civic Center, York Civic Center, and the Fort York Historic Site. Similar to last year, members of the public are also invited to watch the live stream of the Old City Hall ceremony. Individuals planning to attend the in-person events must wear a mask and practice social distancing.
Hello, Mayor John Tory here. This week, we commemorate Remembrance Week in the City of Toronto in the lead-up to Remembrance Day on November 11th. It's a week during which we'll be honoring and recognizing those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms and those who are still with us who continue to serve in the armed forces. Whether they be times of war, military conflict, or peace, Canadians have exhibited remarkable bravery and fortitude to protect their fellow Canadians and our shared sacred values. This year marks 100 years since the poppy has been used as a symbol of remembrance in Canada. In 1921, inspired by the words of John McCrae's poem In Flanders Fields, Madame Anna Guérin of France suggested that poppies be distributed on Armistice Day as a means of raising funds for veterans while also remembering those who died in times of war. This year, the City of Toronto proclaimed the Year of the Poppy, commemorating the centennial of Canadian organizations formally adopting the poppy as a symbol of remembrance. From the First and Second World Wars to the decades that followed and all the different conflicts, Canadians have continued to answer the call and proven their resilience and their strength. This week is an opportunity to show our gratitude for their sacrifices and pay our respects for their bravery. That can mean a number of things, whether it be making an effort to wear a poppy, learning more about the courageous men and women who fought for our freedoms, making plans to honor November 11th in a meaningful way, or supporting the Royal Canadian Legion. We can all play our part, and we should do so, honoring and preserving their legacy. To those who made the ultimate sacrifice, we are forever thankful, lest we forget.
Additional Remembrance Week commemorations include the Indigenous Veterans Day on November 8th to honor First Nations, Inuit, and Métis veterans. Royal Canadian Legion Dominion President Bruce Julian said, quote, "The strong support from the City of Toronto is amazing. The city's unique visual reminders of remembrance are a very welcome part of our 2021 campaign. We thank all donors in the Toronto region for the support of our veterans, their families, and communities." End quote. Further, the city will fly two significant flags on November 11th. The Canadian flag that flew at Vimy Ridge in 2020 will be raised at Coronation Park, and the City of Toronto flag that flew at Juno Beach in 2019 will be raised at City Hall. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.